Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less than 1 minute old. I never thought through love we'd be making.
Hey guys, welcome back to a very special open language. My name's Adam.
And I'm Diana.
大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天我们的这个 special lesson 呢，我觉得大家看标题就肯定第一反应是 Oh no， 因为我们要跟 Diana 说再见。 So it's a very bittersweet show， but we want this to be a 就是充满回忆，充满温暖和对 Diana 以后美好祝福的一个 farewell 告别的一个特辑啊。
哦、oh.
那当然既然是给 Diana 的 special farewell episode 主角嘛，现在这个 the woman of the hour 当然就是 Diana， 然后你平时和 Adam 也是我觉得合作最多，然后大家最喜欢的一个 combo 一个 pair， 所以呢我觉得我这里就不多说了，让你们多多讲讲自己的工作的体会，然后还有 Diana 在这里工作的体会好不好。
All right.
So I've worked at Open Language for about a year, a little over a yearAnd I remember the first time recording with both Adam and Spencer, I was pretty nervous.
对，其实我和 Diana， 哎，你可以再回溯一下，就是第一次我们见面，然后后来才有了 recording 啊什么的。
Oh yeah, okay.
考考你 ，Do you remember what we ate? 我们吃什么
？I do. I remember that we went to a Vietnamese, restaurant.
哎呦，太感动了，你还记得。
It was a really good meal and probably one of my only Vietnamese meals in China.
对，我非常非主流的请他吃的一个越南菜。对，然后 well, but I remember, I got your email.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 2 years ago. 然后我就觉得哇，这个女孩就那时候戴安娜就给我写了一个邮件，说我一直听潘吉珍妮告诉你，因为我的一个中国朋友推荐，我说这节目很有意思，我听的是学英文、yeah. 但是我觉得因为你是 ABC 嘛，你还在学中文，你听听也可以学中文，学中国的文化。
Yeah, exactly. And at that time I think it was mostly you and Spencer with the podcasts. And so I just really liked the variety of topics.
对，然后我反正看了你的邮件，然后也看你的简历以后，我就觉得就是各种背景，然后最主要我觉得就是你有那个心， you know, you have the, the mind and heart to appreciate the differences, both linguistic and cultural differences between China and the US. 因为我觉得很多我们生活在里面，但是不一定有心会去留意捕捉分享这些文化和语言上的差异，然后还会觉得哎呦这女孩太好太适合我们。因为想当年，我不知道 Adam 你还记不记得， We went for a long time having like a very testosterone like male dominated host team, 都是男生。
Lots of dudes, that's right. Actually, what I remember is Diana's first day in the studio, Spencer was very, 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 he was also very nervous, but for different reasons. It was more like, who's this girl? Why is she here? Who's this girl? Why is she here?
对，然后我当时就非常 desperate, 我就非常那个四处找寻女生，结果没有想到啊，有一个女生来找我们了。所以哎呀 it's definitely serendipity, 我觉得就是很有缘分啊。然后反正就 long story short, 戴安娜就成长为了一个我们开言用户都非常喜爱的主播。那我觉得因为你跟 Adam 平时工作最多嘛，那大家肯定都最喜欢听听你们两个的对彼此的一些感想吧。Adam 对戴安娜的第一印象是什么？ First impression?
Well, I think my first impression was she was a little quiet, but again, like I was so used to only recording with Spencer. So, you know, it's just a totally different thing. Whereas with Spencer, I'm usually fighting to say anything. Suddenly with Diana, I would be saying a lot more.
那 Diana 对 Adam 的第一印象呢？
My first impression of Adam was that he was very friendly. The first day I met both Spencer and Adam, I felt like Spencer was, there was something on his mind and I wasn't sure what, but then, Adam on the other hand, he was like trying to make some conversation with me, and so I felt very welcome.
对 我还记得我们其实每一次开研有新主播来的时候，我一直觉得 the best way to learn is by doing, 就是老培训大家理论是没有用的，那我经常会跟大家说，我们就先听很多东西，我把 principles 一些原则跟大家讲了以后，我们很快其实就进入真正录音的状态嘛。
嗯、mm-hmm. right.
其实我觉得我这两年真的运气特别好，碰到的主播每一个都是 you guys have such a natural talent for this, 就天生、no.对，就是特别特别适合这个工作，然后我每次都觉得哇，这录的真的太好了，第一集节目，然后在我旁边会可能去give you some prompts, 会 cue 大家一下什么 but in no time, 然后很快就是所有的，我觉得每一个主播他都能展现出自己很独特的个性视角啊，然后戴安娜还记不记得第一次听到自己的课发布，然后在这耳机里面听到自己的声音是什么感觉？
It's really weird.
就怪是吧？很 weird.
Yeah. I always thought my voice sounded deeper, and then when I heard my voice on the podcast, I was like, that's not what I sound like. It was just really weird.I think, I do want to say that, like, your guidance also helped me develop my voice and personality, because I've always been kind of camera shy, and even though when we are recording, we're not actually on camera, it's still recording us, so it feels like we're on camera.
Camera shy 就是不好意思上镜，那可以说你是 microphone shy 吗？
Maybe it's kind of the same to me, because it's, you know, mic shy, yeah, because it's still recording you and you're kind of, you know, performing. So, yeah.
Yeah, 这英文有一个说法就是什么 put the 什么 show hat on, 是吧？就是你演出的时候戴个帽子那种啊，就是put on a show, 然后 the show must go on, 这种、
yeah.
对，不管在外面，其实我觉得每一个好像我们主播自己本身的这个 personality 和他在 studio 录音棚里面有一个这个 persona 会有一点点不一样，就是 the fundamentals 最基本的是一样的，但是每一次我就会给主播打鸡血说再振奋一点 upbeat 一点
yeah
然后你们在心里肯定翻无数个白眼是吧，就 I remember Diana 那时候跟我说，她说 Jenny 我 I'm not very sure, 她说 Do I sound very fake if I sound so excited all the time?
Yeah, actually, I have shown some of the podcasts that I've hosted to a few friends, and they tell me I sound different in the podcast than in real life.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. You know how people say, like, the camera puts 10 pounds on you? Mm-hmm. 说上镜都会显胖。然后我是觉得呢，这个麦克风好像会让人的情绪低这么几分，就是你用正常的情绪录音，然后听众听的时候就会觉得你情绪很低，所以要比平时稍微那么打鸡血一点点，好像听起来就正好。
Right, I think maybe it has to do with not being able to see our face and our expressions, our facial expressions.
对，就少了一个维度，少了一个 dimension 啊。
Yeah.
那其实我们好多用户都真的特别特别喜欢 Diana, they adore you. 然后你有什么自己跟我们用户很特别的故事啊，就是回忆可以跟我们分享。
So when I first started, a couple months after we started the oral English camps, and I think interacting with our users, on a more personal level there really, it just made me see how worth it being a host was. They would ask personal questions and they would, you know, they would try their best to do their homework and I would give them feedback, and it just kind of, it brought our connection closer that one step. And I really, really liked, you know, that interaction that we had.
就是去年做口语营的时候是吧、
mm-hmm. And then also a lot of our users have been so sweet and they've sent us food.
很多吃的。
And, yeah, and, you know, I love food, so I always welcome that. And then on top of that, one of our users, Millie, she created these figures of the four of us.
Oh, so sweet of her. 对, yeah. 是我们有一个用户 Millie做的那个是泥人,对吗?
Yeah, I think they're like clay figures.
Clay, yeah, yeah, yeah. 我们都放在办公室里。
Yeah, and then I also remember another user, Amy, who offered us spa treatments. And, you know, I don't know if in America I would have a job where someone offers me a spa.
所以你们有去吗?
I did. I went once.
Adam, 有没有去? Yeah, I went too. I just reminded me. I told Amy I would do her a favor. Damn. Sorry, Amy. I'll get back to Shanghai as soon as I can, and I'm on it. I didn't forget. I did forget.
所以你去了 Amy 的 spa， 但是 Amy 托付你的事情你忘做了是吧？
Maybe.
赶快。那说到我们的用户，真的今天肯定我们的留言会爆棚，都是充满大家对你的 well wishes 美好的祝愿啊。 那就跟我们分享一下你到美国，回美国以后的计划好了。
Actually, I don't really have set plans. The only plan I have so far is going on a road trip with friends to SoCal because I'm from the Bay Area.
你是加州北部的是吧？ 你们有SoCal和 NorCal，NorCal， 所以你要到加州南部。 你前面说road trip就是你们自驾游。
Yes.
那之后 because I know we talked about 你之前说有可能去 读硕士是吧？ Going back to school, go to graduate school.
Right. I keep thinking about it, and I'm still not exactly sure what exactly I want to specialize in, and I don't want to waste my time or money, so I'm going to still sit on it and think about it.
对，其实从我就不管是开言英语还是在开言英语之前，我的那个公司叫外观中文的Chinese Pod，我们其实国外的主播就在中国。 可能就是他人生当中很美好的一段经历，一个小的像一个 stopover 驿站啊，然后经常我们会迎来送往，送别的时候，我觉得都是 sentimental， 会很舍不得。但是呢，想想这两年跟就是我们的用户，然后同事之间，真的留下很美好的回忆，而且就是做了一件可能在美国也很难做到、很难接触的工作。 就是我们这个说再见的时候也不要伤感，还是把它当成一个就是特别美好的一个特别快乐的一个 farewell 吧。
Yeah, so I did have two jobs during my 2 years in China, and I have to say working for Open Language was by far way, way better. Just from what I was doing, I just felt like I was actually making a difference. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had such awesome coworkers and I had a fantastic boss. And I still want to thank you for, you know, allowing me the opportunity to work for you and also giving me time off to travel around Asia as well.
因为有你们啊，所以特别特别感谢你。然后 don't be a stranger， 就是回去以后也常常跟我们联系。然后对 keep us posted on what you're doing, new adventures， 你对新做的一些事情，然后包括有机会的话，还是我们可以远程录录音。
Yeah, I think that's definitely possible now.
对，然后最后，你有微博吗？ 我想肯定有很多用户还是说，如果我们要继续知道戴安娜在干什么啊。
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. I do have a Weibo. It is Adventures of Diana.
那大家一定要拼对，当中没有什么space是吗？ 就是在一块的。
Yeah, just one word, Adventures of Diana.
好的，因为微信有点太私人了啦，所以我们还是微博好了，好吧？好，好，Diana很快要离开上海了。最后，我觉得就 那我和 Adam 各自问一个很想问他的问题哈。那我就有自知之明一点，你最受不了和我工作的是什么？ What about me drives you crazy?
Okay, so I would say that the one thing I have against working for Open Language is not even Open Language itself. It was that the office we had when I first worked for Open Language was pretty close to my apartment, and then the office that we moved into a couple months later is much farther. So I think my only complaint is just the commute.
You're so sweet. 你太好了。唯一的抱怨是办公室有点远。
Yeah, it was, I think it almost doubled my commute time. So that's my only complaint.
对不起，对不起，跟你抱歉。
It's okay. It's not your fault. It's a much better office. It's just farther.
好，那 Adam 问一下吧，你有什么特别好的问题？
Oh, I got a great one.
I'm dying to ask her.
Dying to ask one. And it's not, have you packed?
Okay.
What I want to know is, last year we kicked around the idea of karaoke.and it never really happened. It was around, Chinese New Year, and I know everyone's really busy and stuff. I'm just wondering, where do you think the next karaoke adventure will be? In America, in Canada, or in China?
Ooh, this is a good question. Are you going back to Shanghai anytime soon?
If there's karaoke, I will be there.
I think in terms of...cost efficiency, it's karaoke is way cheaper in China than it is in America and probably Canada.
Okay.
So I think it would make sense if we were in China to do karaoke in China. But if we are not in China, maybe you should come down and join Spencer and I in the States.
Yeah, maybe. I like road trips too. I'm a little scared of your president. So maybe when you guys take care of that, I'll come down and sing some good songs.
All right. So I'll see you in 3 years or 7 years.
Yeah, 3 or 7 years.
那最后没关系，虽然今天是跟 Diana 送别她的一个特辑，但好处就是你这一年多在开源英语留下那么多精彩的课程都还在，然后大家在 APP 里面你其实搜索 Diana 的名字，所有她主持的课也都会跳出来，所以有很多你可能之前 miss 掉没有学的，喜欢 Diana 的话呢，也是个好的机会可以再去学习一下这些课程，然后你已经学过了也可以去重温一下。最后还是怀着很不舍的心情吧，就是Diana, 我真的特别特别感谢你，谢谢你把自己这一年多很在上海很美好的青春留在开源英语，就是跟我们大家分享，然后祝你回到美国。 I sincerely wish you all the very best in your future ventures.
Thank you so much, and also thank you for the opportunity to work for Open Language. And actually, this is my first job not interacting with customers or clients on a daily basis. Like, I actually got to create content, and that I really like it. So I hope I find a job in the future that's very similar.
对，我也对，希望就是你在这方面真的很有 talent， 有天赋，然后在美国也能找到一个对，就是能够延续下去的工作。
Okay, I don't have anything to say, but I do have a line I could sing here. 外面的世界很精彩，外面的世界。I need a guitar, actually. 很无奈，当你觉得外面的世界很精彩。Me and Jenny 会在这里衷心的祝福你。What do you think?
Thank you so much, Adam.
We'll miss you, Diana.
Yeah, we'll miss you. 然后 all the very best. 再见, Diana.
Okay, goodbye.